today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We're gonna speak about Satan in the Ramadan.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Monday, is the 16th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 24 to 28. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Wa lahu al-jawari al-munsha'atu fil bahri kal-a'lam.
And to him belong the ships with sails elevated in the sea like mountains.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ.
Everyone upon the earth will perish.
وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ.
And there will remain the face of your Lord, owner of majesty and honor. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran is saying that ships floating in seas with sails resembling mountains are all manifestations of divine graciousness. The point is that when you see the signs of divine graciousness, omnipotence, and greatness, note that divine favors include ships made up of pieces of wood upon which you embark and travel in such vast seas. Thus, how do you deny your Lord's bounties and blessings? Who other than Allah Almighty, the Omnipotent, has given you such might and power? As I told you, we're going to speak about Satan in the month of Ramadan. In Ramadan, many Muslims hold a very dangerous attitude. They believe that because the devils are locked away during this month, as told to us by the Prophet Muhammad, then this indicates that we will commit no sins in the entire holy month. However, what happens when we do sin in Ramadan? Do we begin to disbelieve in this prophetic saying? It is important for us to understand that sinning in Ramadan is not like sinning in the other month. In other months, for example, the devils are loose. They roam around and try to target believers. They come from behind them, in front of them, above them, and below them to try and make them deter from worship and from the truth path. However, in Ramadan, Allah Almighty makes it easier for the believers to strive to excel in their worship and their remembrance of Him. He assists us by locking away the devils so that they do not become a distraction for us when we worship.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about Satan in the month of Ramadan. As we know, Satan is always at work to deceive people. He never ceases, his job, fulfilling his abominable commitments. In fact, it must be indicated that Satan has made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that he will forever deceive people, especially the pious people. So we find that in the month of Ramadan, one of the important aspects of this month is that in this month, that is in Ramadan, the gates of the hellfire are closed, the Satans are chained, and the gates of the divine mercy are open wide for people, for believers. Of course, for those believers who consider and observe piety and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Another aspect is that in the month of Ramadan, we find that Satan is at work or tries to deceive people and to inspire people that what would be your use of fasting, what would be the benefit of fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on. However, we find that as fasting is a divinely decreed obligation and religious duty for all people, we don't have to pay attention to satanic temptations. In this case, it must be indicated that those pious people who want to withstand and to resist against satanic temptations, they try to make themselves as much as possible busy with being attentive to their religious duties and observances, including reciting the Holy Quran and so on. So we find that the month of Ramadan is the month that in which Satan is largely in chains. And this being in chain, being arrested in chain for Satan, must be indicated that it's for and in the case of believers, and not in the case of infidels or in the case of pagans. We hope to be able to discharge our religious duties as best as possible in the month of Ramadan. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
on the continuation of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to Devils Are Chained in Ramadan and Why Do People Sin? The scholars have differed in their interpretation of the devils being shackled. What is meant is the shackling of all the devils based on the literal and outward purport of prophetic narratives. The other one, what is meant is the shackling of only the most rebellious of the devils, not all of them, as understood from variant wordings of narratives in question. The other one is what is meant is the increasing in reward and forgiveness as indicated by the narration. That state, the doors of mercy are opened, coupled with the ineffectiveness of devilish worshippers against the believers. Thus, it is as if the devils are shackled due to their weakness to entice the believers toward evil. Regardless of which interpretation is corrected, what is established and clear is that the month of Ramadan is a month where Allah Most High has facilitated the performance of good workers, the forgiveness of sin, and the attainment of eternal felicity. We should all strive our best to make the most of our time during these blessed days to overcome our desires, evil habits, and possible devilish worshippers. Now, in this time, I think it's good to look at the practical tips. Dear friend, ponder for a few moments and take note of some of the sins you have committed and those you are inclined towards. This Ramadan, try your best to eliminate these from your life completely. Other tip is develop a close relationship with the Quran. The more your heart is tied to the Quran, the less it will be tied to evil deeds and sin. Increase in making istighfar, supplications for forgiveness, and sincere tawbah or repentance for your past sins. And promise yourself this Ramadan to not allow yourself to fall into committing these sins again.
My dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan, it seems like it's a long month. For some people, when is the whole 30 days going to finish? They're very worried. But you know, those 30 days will fly by. Those 30 days are going to finish very quickly. Take advantage of every single second and every single hour and every single moment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward you with every moment during the month of Ramadan. عملكم فيه مقبول نومكم فيه عبادة. Even your sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider you are worshipping during the month of Ramadan. أنفاسكم فيه تسبيح. By breathing, it's as if you are saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So imagine if you were actually saying those. How much reward will you be receiving? دعاءكم فيه مستجاب. Take advantage of every single moment. Don't let the month of Ramadan pass by like any other month, my dear brothers and sisters. Treat it as if it's a very important month. And it is a very important month. Try to benefit from your time. Try to benefit from every single moment, every single hour during the month of Ramadan.
That was was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.